This is scene 5 of The Guardian of the Threshold. A room in the cottage shown in The Soul's Probation as Balda's home. Felicia, Felix, Capacius, Strader, later the soul of Theodora. Felicia. We shall be able to perceive her being, so radiantly lovely, only when we ourselves set foot within the world which took her from us all too soon. A few short weeks ago, we had the privilege here in our home still to experience how gentleness with warmth streamed through her words. Felix, we both, Felicia and I, loved her from depths of inmost soul, and so we, too, can understand your grief. Strader. My own dear Theodora, in her last hours she spoke indeed of Felix and Felicia. She was familiar with everything about your daily life up here. Now I must grope my further path alone. She was the substance and the meaning of my life. What she has given me will never die, and yet she is not here. Felix. With you we shall send lovingly our thoughts to her in spirit worlds, and be united still with her in times to come. But I must say, it was a shock to us to hear that she had met her earthly end. During the course of years an inner sight has grown in me that quite unsought reveals at certain moments a person's inward force of life. In her case has this inner sight deceived me. I truly took for granted Theodora would be allowed for a long time to come to spread on earth that love through which she helped so many in their joy and sorrow. Strader. It is most strange the way it came to pass. As long as I have known her, she has shown a sound and even disposition. But since the time she first became aware of something strange, unknown, that threatened her and tried to enter and oppress her mind, she grew immersed in gloomy thoughts, and sorrow poured itself through her whole being. One could observe then how some inner struggle consumed her body's strength. When often in my worry I pressed her with my questions, she said she felt herself exposed to thoughts which frightened her, affecting her like fire. And what she further spoke is terrible. In rallying her powers of thought, she strove to see what caused the suffering she felt. There always came before her spirit eye Timasius, he whom we both esteemed. And yet from this impression there remained always in her the strongest feeling, telling her that she had cause of to fear Timasius. Capacius. Timasius and Theodora must, according to the strict decree of destiny, never meet in earthly passion. They would oppose the cosmic laws if either should feel about the other what is not founded purely in the spirit. Timasius violates within his heart the stern decree of destiny's high powers. He should not in his soul direct toward Theodora thoughts that could cause her harm. And yet he feels what she should never feel. And yet he feels what he should never feel. His disobedience has formed already the forces which in future can deliver his power, his life, to powers of darkness. When Theodora had been forced to come to Lucifer's domain, she sensed, unconsciously, that through the spirit of the light Timasius was filled with sensual passion for herself. Within that region, hostile to the gods, there came both Theodora and Maria, she to whom, by powers of destiny, Timasius was entrusted in the spirit. But there, Maria was to be first severed from Timasius, and he then bound to Lucifer in future through the strength of this false love. What Theodora thus experienced grew into a consuming fire in her soul, and working further caused her all the pain. Strader. Tell me, Felix, the meaning of all this? Capacius speaks so strangely of things that are incomprehensible, yet frightening and cruel to my soul. Felix. Capacius has been compelled to journey along the paths of soul, which have increasingly, from time to time, led him perforce into this most unusual spirit mood. His spirit lives in higher worlds, and passes by unnoticed all those things which through the senses whisper to man's soul. It seems by habit only he does all the things he used to do in daily life. He regularly visits his old friends and whiles away long hours with them, though even at their side he only seems to be turned in upon himself. Yet what he sees in spirit has been always right, as far as my own inner research could test it for its truth. Therefore I do believe in this case too, that on his spirit path he could receive into his inmost soul the truth of Theodora's destiny. Felicia. It is so strange. He takes no notice of any conversations going on around him. It would seem as if his soul, freed from the body, gazes only into spirit worlds. And yet some word will often bring him back, out of his strange absorption, and from spirit realms he tells of things which somehow seem connected with what has just been said. At other times, whatever one may say, will pass him by as if his mind were absent. Strader. How frightful if he spoke the truth! How cruel! Theodora's soul appears. Theodora's soul. Capasius has been granted knowledge of my existence in the spirit land, and he proclaims the truth to you. We must not let Tomasius succumb. Maria has already set alight the sacrifice made to the might of love by her strong heart, and Theodora from the spirit heights will send out rays of blessing from the power of love. Theodora makes the gesture of blessing. Felix, you must be silent now, dear Strader. She wants to speak to you. I understand the signs she gives to us, so listen. Theodora, who has made a gesture of her hand toward Strader. Tomasius has powers of seership, and he will also find me in the spirit realms. This must not come about until he searches for me, set wholly free from this dark passion. In future, he will also need your help, and it is for this help I ask you now. Strader. Oh, my Theodora, you are willing still to turn to me in love. Now say what you desire. It shall be done. Theodora makes a sign toward Capasius. Felix. She indicates she can no longer speak. She wants us now to listen to Capasius. Theodora's soul disappears. Capasius. Tomasius can use his spirit sight to gaze on Theodora. Therefore her death will not destroy in him the passion which is so destructive. He only must conduct himself quite differently from earlier times, when Theodora still lived within an earthly body. He'll strive with passion for the light that is revealed to her from spirit heights, although she has no longer earth-bound knowledge. Tomasius is supposed to win this light, so that through him it is received by Lucifer. For Lucifer could use the light of gods to keep within his realm forevermore the science that Tomasius has gained through earthly forces. Since earth beginning, Lucifer has sought for men who through their false desires were able to acquire the wisdom of the gods. And now he wishes to unite pure spirit vision with human knowledge, in this way transforming into evil what is good. Tomasius, however, will be turned with certainty away from evil paths if Strader gives himself to aims that in the future can change all human knowledge in a spiritual way to bring it closer to the knowledge of the gods. In order that these aims can be revealed to him, he must as pupil turn to Benedictus. A pause. Strader. Oh, Father Felix, give me your advice. Was this in truth entrusted to Capasius by Theodora, so that he could utter it to me? Felix. I often have of late held earnest converse with my own inmost self about this man, that I might clarify my thoughts. I'll gladly pass this knowledge on to you. Capasius is undergoing genuine discipleship of spirit, though it seems quite different now, if judged by his appearance. His destiny has preordained that he accomplish much in spiritual life. He only can fulfill such lofty tasks for which his soul has been selected, if now his spirit can prepare itself for them. And yet his inmost nature did not always choose to seek the light on spirit paths, preferring to devote itself to the false science that blinds so many souls today. The mighty guardian at the solemn threshold which separates the world of sense from spirit worlds had special obligations, strong and strict, when he should find Capacius at the gate. He had to open to the earnest seeker, but then to close the gate at once behind him, because the way he earlier had acquired his forces in sense existence now prevented him from penetrating further into spirit realms. He now can best prepare for the high service he is to render in the future to mankind when he unheedingly ignores our presence. Felicia. There's only one thing he still notices, and that's the fairy tales I used to tell him so often in those earlier days. Through them, whenever he felt emptied, out and stale, his thinking was refreshed and fructified. Capacius. Such stories travel also to the spirit land, if you can tell them only in the spirit. Felicia. So then, if I collect myself enough to speak my tales in silence to myself, I'll think of you with love, so that they may be audible to you as well, in spirit land. The curtain falls. End of scene 5.